Hello and welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G. I'm here with Lawrence Jones, who is the executive director of Harbor House right here in Rochester. Lawrence, how are you doing today?
I'm having a great day, Ray.
I love to hear that. Thank you for joining me today.
It's good to be here.
So let's talk about what Harbor House is. What do you guys do in the community of Rochester?
Harbor House is a healthcare hospitality house, and what that means is we take care of families who are from outside the area, but they have a loved one in a local hospital, usually Strong in our case, because we're just two blocks away. So we take care of the family so they can be there for their patient.
What does that typically like involve?
Well, you know, it's kind of like running a little hotel, but it's a very niche hotel because it's for people from the Adirondacks, Buffalo, Syracuse, Thousand Island, sometimes Vermont, Pennsylvania, sometimes even further, who have a loved one who's in Strong with serious medical issues.
Oh, wow.
We were founded by folks who had cardiology issues, heart issues, and that's a lot of our people, heart transplants, liver transplants, trauma. And these are often people, the patients are often in the hospital 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 months, 4 months. So it's a long-term stay. So what we offer these families is a very convenient place to stay that's affordable and supportive.
Okay.
You know, our founders were realized that there wasn't a place for people like that from outside the area. And one of our founders was getting a heart transplant out in Cleveland because it wasn't happening yet in Rochester.
Oh.
And his wife every night went back to a corporate hotel and nobody knew what she was going through.
Right.
And so we're a supportive place where we know what they're going through.
Definitely. And it sounds like you kind of help take some of the stress away because, you know, if you have a loved one in the hospital who's dealing with something major like that, and, you know, and then you got to find accommodations on top of that, you know, places to eat, maybe like you guys kind of take a little bit of that stress of planning out of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we call it your home away from home. And, you know, we have two kitchens. We have free washers and dryers. You know, we have, four different bedrooms. And we take care of people's needs so they can focus on getting their patient better. And the other piece of this is it's very affordable. You know, we have not raised our rates since we opened in 2009.
Wow.
So we're 13 years in and most folks are paying $25 or $30 a night. If you compare that to a hotel, hotels are up to $130 a night.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's for a few days, it's not as big a deal. But we have people who stay for 2 weeks, 2 months. We had someone earlier this year who stayed for 6 months with us. It was a serious medical issue. Fortunately, their patient got better and they were able to go home. But that's a long time.
That is a long time, especially to be away from home.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about your history. You talked about the founders and that you've been in Rochester now for 13 years. What were the founders' names?
So we have five founders.
Wow.
And it's kind of an interesting story in that there's a doctor in town, Dr. Li-Wei Chen, who works at University of Rochester Medical Center. And one of his patients, Tom Arcara, needed a heart transplant. And Tom's wife, Chris, was in the waiting room when he was going through all his tests and procedures and waiting for a heart. And she noticed that there were people from outside the area who were basically living in the waiting room. They had nowhere to go. They were getting their food on vending machines. They were sleeping in the waiting room. And she said, this is just wrong. We need a place for these folks.
Absolutely.
And so they talked with Dr. Chen. He'd had a vision for this. And Tom and Chris and Dr. Chen were able to get some airtime on a local television station. And a couple of people saw it. One of them was Rob Wackerman and one was Gary Acker. And the five of these folks came together for dinner in 2008. And that's when this really took off. And all of them had a connection to heart disease.
Oh.
So that is our founding. Now, we have helped a lot of people this year who are getting liver transplants. We help people with trauma. On occasion, we do cancer. So we're open to anybody who needs us. But our history is cardiology.
It's kind of wild to me that you guys formed in 2008. And before that, there wasn't really a lot of things like this. You know, because it seems like such a basic need for families dealing with stuff like that.
Yeah, let me clarify something. We're very similar to the Ronald McDonald House. We're about six blocks north of them, closer to the hospital. They take care of families when there's a child under 21 in the hospital. And we take care of families when there is an adult over 18 in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
So it's we're not in competition because we serve different clientels. So that might be, for our listeners, a little bit confusing. Aren't you like Ronald McDonald? We're very much like Ronald McDonald. It's just we help a different group of people.
It's almost like you guys like pass it on. Like Ronald McDonald's got like the 18 and under. You guys have had the 18 and up.
Yeah, and we do that. If someone calls and they say, oh, my niece just had a baby, they're in neonatal intensive care, I stop them right there and say, you want to call Ronald McDonald? And they refer people to us as well. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yep. It sounds like almost like a partnership.
It is.
Now, you mentioned how your cost staying there is about $25 to $30 a night, which is very reasonable. But do you take donations to help with Harbor House?
Yes, exactly. We are not funded by the hospital or any of the medical systems, so we have to raise our own money. So we do take donations. And I'm excited to say that we're doing our first large in-person fundraiser on October 29th. It's a Saturday night, and we're doing it to raise money so we can keep the rates at Harbor House right where they are.
Perfect.
You know, we want to keep the rates low for all our guests. And we're going to have a lot of fun. It's a special night in that we're honoring Don Elhart. Don Elhart is at WHAM 13, and he is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the longest serving news anchorman in the world.
Wow.
So it's pretty cool. He went on air in June of 1966. He's still on air. So we're honoring him, but he's also got to work that evening. He, along with meteorologist Scott Hetchko, are going to talk about what goes into making the news. So we're calling it Peeking Behind the Curtain, and it's going to be open for questions and answers so people can talk to them about how the news gets made.
Oh, okay, okay. And then with this fundraiser, you know, do people need to buy tickets to attend this? How do they go about that?
They do. We're going to have a great dinner. It's at the Monroe Golf Club, and tickets are online. The best way to get all the details and to get tickets is to go to our website, which is www.harborhouseofrochester.org. And if you go there, harborhouseofrochester.org, there's a link there to learning all about the event and how to get the tickets.
And I'm assuming that's where you can go to donate money as well.
Yes, you can just donate to us and we would appreciate it.
Perfect.
You know, inflation's hitting everyone and we're committed to keeping our rates low.
Yeah, as you guys should. I mean, you guys are helping families, but you also do need a cost to help these families.
Yeah, we have a house, and this year we've had a lot of the expenses anyone has with the house. You know, we got a little help from Isaac, but we had to update our furnaces and our air conditioners, and we've had to do a lot of painting, and we've had some plumbing issues. So, you know, we have all those expenses, and then it's like running a little hotel. So
typical wear and tear that you need to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to hear more about this fundraiser. So, you know, you said Don Elhart's getting recognized there. He's being honored at the fundraiser.
And he's actually going to get a commendation from Monroe County. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. I don't think it was a surprise, but we're pleased that the county's going to honor him. And I want to tell you, Ray, it's not just because he's been on the news for 56 years. It's actually for all he's done for the community. He is a civic treasure in the sense that very few people who've been here for a long time haven't been to a retirement party or a fundraiser or another event that he's emceed. He's done telethons. He's done spelling bees. He's given a lot back to the community. And in particular, he's done a lot for the Rotary Sunshine Camp out in Rush, which is for disabled kids.
Okay.
So we're thanking Don for all he's done for us.
All he's done for you. Yeah, that's great. And I read that you guys are going to have a great dinner there. You're going to have raffle baskets and a silent auction. Can you speak a little bit more on like what prizes you're going to have there?
Yeah, some people have made up some great baskets for us, including some of the nurses at Strong Hospital. And, you know, you buy your tickets and put them in the basket you want to win. And then the silent auction, we have some folks who have a summer place down on Cuca Lake, and they went around, and we have a hotel package with restaurants and a boat rental, and there's a flyover. There's a guy with a seaplane.
Oh, wow.
That takes people up over the Finger Lakes. So we have some really good silent auction items.
Those are going to be some great prizes. Oh, I love that. Cuca Lake is gorgeous. You know, going in a plane is probably a lot of people, like, they would love to experience that. That sounds like really thoughtful gifts.
Yeah, I think whoever gets that's going to have a great weekend down there.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that event, your fundraiser, is going to be Saturday, October 29th at 5:30 at the Monroe Golf Club in Pittsford. What's the address there?
It's 155 Golf Avenue. And yeah, we're starting with cocktails from 5:30 to 6:30, and then we're going to have dinner. And Don and Scott Hesko are gonna talk about what goes into making the news and questions and answers. We're lucky that Maureen McGuire, who's just recently retired as an anchorwoman, is going to be our MC. So she always does a great job. So it's going to be fun to see her as well.
That is going to be great. And all the details, again, for this fundraiser is at harborhouseofrochester.org.
That's correct.
Now,
yeah.
One more question about donations. I know you said you take monetary donations. Do you also take like toiletries or anything for the house that you guys use?
We do. We do. If people want to give cleaning supplies or groceries for the guests or things like that, we're very open to them. And I'm going to give a shout out to the women of Gamma Phi Beta. It's a sorority and they have an alumni chapter in Rochester and they help us out a lot like that. But we have needs that others could certainly help if they wanted to.
Absolutely. And how would they go about that?
You know, probably the best thing to do is to give us a call at Harbor House. Our number is area code 585-473-1779. Probably call us and say, hey, what do you guys need? And you know, we might say, yeah, we're running low on toilet paper or tissues, or we might need bottles of water or something like that.
Sure.
for people to bring. So, yeah, we're happy to always get that stuff.
Well, it sounds like you guys do great work in Rochester, Lawrence. Is there anything that you want to add about Harbor House or your fundraiser?
Well, I just want to thank all the people that have helped us in the past. You know, we've been around 13 years, and over those 13 years, there's been a lot of people who've come forward to help us. You know, folks who are nurses and doctors and physicians assistants and nurse practitioners at Strong, UR Medical Center. And I'm hoping they can come out to this and keep supporting us. But we all appreciate all they've done for us in the past.
That's wonderful. Well, I appreciate you being here today. And I think you guys are going to have an absolutely awesome fundraiser Saturday, October 29th.
Ray, thank you so much for having me. I
appreciate
it.
Thank you.
It.